Tonight's message might just be the most challenging and perhaps one of the saddest statements and conversations that took place in all of Scripture.
好，来给大家一个这样的一个警告。我们今天晚上要分享的这个经文的话，也许是圣经当中最有挑战性的，或者是说最让人读了以后觉得很沮丧的这样的一个宣告。
So tonight, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, we're going to be looking at verses 21 through 23 tonight.
大家翻到周报背后有今天我们要查考的经文是马太福音的第七章21到23节。
If you're a note taker, I want to encourage you to take notes as well in the worship folder that you have here this evening.
我们也鼓励大家可以记些笔记。
All right, Matthew chapter 7, we'll begin with verse 21. Here's what it says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven.
马太福音第七章二十一节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
On that day, and he's talking about judgment day, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name?
当那日，这是讲的，那日就是审判的那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And Jesus wraps up this little piece here and he says this. He says, Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers.
加三节最后耶稣总结说，我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起低头祷告。
God, when we read these words, perhaps our spirits are a little bit troubled.
主，当我们读到这些话语的时候，我们的灵，我们属灵可能会感到有些震动。
And Lord, my prayer is that they would be troubled because we don't want to get to that place on judgment day where you say, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
主，我们真的是宁愿我们现在我们的心灵受到震动，因为我们不愿意在那审判那日听到主你对我们说，离开我去。
And so tonight, Lord, I pray that you would be ever present with us and that you would speak to us and that you would challenge our hearts and our minds.
主，我们今天的祷告就是你能够永远的与我们同在，来对我们说话，来挑战我们。
God, we pray that your truth of your word would bring life to us tonight.
主，我们也愿意你话语的真理能够给我们带来我们的生命。
And we love you in your name, we pray.
主，我们爱你，我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right, so tonight I want us to jump right into this passage and I want us to look at two things. The first thing that we're going to be looking at tonight will be the three myths that we believe about eternal life.
好，那我们来看看我们今天的经文，我们要看清楚两件事情。我们看的第一件事情是关于永生的三个不真实的这样的认知。
And the second thing that we'll be looking at tonight toward the end of the message are the three requirements that we have.In order to inherit eternal life.
好，那么第二个要讨论的事情就是我们在今天正道的最后，我们要讨论一下要承受永生有什么样的三个要求。
And so again, if you are a note taker, I want to encourage you to take out a piece of paper to take some notes, and we're going to unwrap these few verses here this evening.
好，如果你要是有记笔记的习惯的话，我欢迎你把这个笔记记下来，让我们一起来分解这段经文。
All right, so number one, there are three myths that we believe about eternal life. The first myth that we often believe is that all good people get to heaven.
好了，我想关于永生，我们可能有三个不正确的认知。其中第一个认知就是，我们也许会认为好人都可以进天堂。
There's a story about a rich young ruler in Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 31, and basically he says to Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
好了，大家都很熟悉，在马太福音中有记载这样一个富有的少年官，他对耶稣说，我要做什么才能够得永生？
And he's having this conversation with Jesus and his attitude and his frame of mind basically is saying, you know, Jesus, I'm a good person. I've kept all the rules. I am good enough, right? I mean, I've done what I've needed to in order to inherit eternal life, right?
当他说这样的话的时候，这个少年官他的心里他的情绪是说， 啊，耶稣，你看我是一个很好的人，我守了所有的诫命，我做了一切该做的，我应该是可以凭着我所做的可以进天堂。
But friends, listen. This idea that all good people get to heaven is a myth, and here are some reasons why this is a myth.
啊，但是朋友们，我们知道关于好人总可以进天堂这样的认知是不真实的。接下来我给大家分享一下这个为什么说它是不真实。
The first reason why it's a myth is because good people can never be good enough.
啊，第一个原因它不正确的话，是因为人的好总是不够的。
And so if we take this idea of being good implies that what we do will earn our way into heaven.
啊，如果我们说人的好，就表示说如果我们做得足够好的话，我们就可以赚取进天堂的门票。
And what the rich young ruler was doing, he was trying to earn his way into heaven, and it wasn't working.
啊，那我想刚才我们读到的这个经文当中的这个富有的少年官，他可能想要靠自己的努力来赚取进入天堂的门票。
And so here's the thought for us. If we've been tempted to believe this myth that all good people get into heaven, we need to understand this, that our entry into heaven is not based on our works.
啊，如果我们当时有那样像这个少年官这样的想法的话，我们一定要能够明白，我们得以进入天堂，我们的根本不是在于我们靠着我们自己的行为，靠着我们所做的。
We just simply cannot earn our way into heaven.
我们没有办法靠着我们自己的行为来赚取进入天堂的门票。
And so for your entry into heaven and for my entry into heaven, our entries into it, is foundationally built on the acceptance of the saving grace of Christ that's working within our lives.
我们之所以能够可以得以进入天堂的话，我们根本上是基于我们接受了在我们身上或在我们生命当中动工的基督他的救赎的恩典。
Now here's another reason tonight why this all good people get to heaven idea is a myth.
啊，那另外一个人为什么说好人都进天堂这样的认知是不正确的
？Well, you know, because oftentimes good people are fundamentally deceived about their true condition.
啊，因为有很多时候一些自以为好的人，他们可能对自己的状况都不清楚。
And so, in the story of the rich young ruler here in Mark chapter 9, the rich young ruler was deceived about how he was doing spiritually.
然后我们刚才所提到的这个富有的少年官，他对他自己的属灵的状况，其实他完全都不清楚。
And so at the end of this story, this interaction and this conversation, Jesus told him that he needed to give everything away to help people.
啊，在他和耶稣对话的最后，耶稣告诉他说：“你要变卖你的家产，把你的财产分给众人。”
And the Bible tells us that basically he couldn't do it. He turned around, hung his head, and he went away sad.
啊，那圣经告诉我们说，他没有办法做到这一点，于是他转过身来，忧忧愁愁地走了。
And so here's this guy that thought, you know what, I've done the checklist. I can now enter into heaven. I can have eternal life.
啊，这样的一位富有的少年官，他做了他认为他所需要做的一切，可以得以进入天堂。
But when Jesus challenged him, when he challenged his true spiritual condition, he discovered that his priority was still himself and his stuff, not Christ.
但是当主耶稣挑战他的属灵状况的时候，他才发现他的重心仍然是他自己，是他自己所拥有的东西。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 2, Paul writes these words.
在罗马书第十章第二节，保罗也这样说道。
He says, for I can testify about them, meaning the Jewish people, that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
罗马书第十章二节，保罗这样说道，我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
And so when Paul says that they were zealous for God, he certainly knew what he was talking about. And so when we think of the law, we usually limit it to the Ten Commandments.
当保罗说他们对神有热心的时候，他显然知道他所说的是什么。当我们提到律法的时候，我们很多时候想到的就是十诫。
But observant Jewish people went much further in regards to the law, in regards to commandments, than just the Ten Commandments.
啊，但是那些细心的或者说非常遵守律法的犹太人，他们对律法的遵守 远远的超过了我们前面提到的十诫。
And so by their own account, there were 613 commandments in the Old Testament.
啊，那根据犹太人他们自己的计算，在旧约当中至少有613条的诫命。
And basically, if I can paraphrase those 613 commandments, it went something like this.
啊，如果用通俗的话来描述这些诫命的话，它是这样的。
Do this, don't do that.
你要做这个，不能做那个。
Don't touch this.
你不能触摸这个。
Eat this.
你要吃这个。
Don't eat that.
不能吃另外一个。
Bring this sacrifice.
你要把这个拿去献祭。
Don't bring this sacrifice.
然后这个东西不能用来献祭。
And to those commandments, the rabbis had added thousands of additional commands.
好，那在这所有的这些诫命之上，犹太的拉比又在其中加了上千条的注解。
And so what they were doing was they were taking a small set of commandments and a small set of rules, and they were just adding rules on top of rules on top of rules on top of rules.
所以他们就把一个好像很短的一些诫命，在上面又加了诫命，又继续加诫命，一层层的加了上去。
And we have to look at it as they must have had good intentions, but And the reason for that is because they designed those commandments and those rules to really keep people from sinning.
啊，我想他们在律法上就加律法是出于一个好的心，好心。他们想是为了防止让人犯罪。
And the reason they did that is because they knew that people generally were deceived about their true spiritual condition.
啊，我想因为他们也知道，我们一般人对自己的属灵的状况都是非常的不清楚，有自欺欺人。
And so if they could have this list of rules, then people would be able to keep their spiritual condition in check before God.
啊，所以如果我们有所有的这些律法的话，那每个人我们可以对我们自己的属灵状况就可以有个很好的了解。
But there were two problems with that system.
啊，但是这样的一个律法加律法的这样的一个系统，它有它自己的两个问题。
The first problem was that there were so many rules that the average person could never be sure of keeping them all.
啊，那想第一个问题就是，因为有如此之多的律法，所以普通人永远没办法确定他是否遵守了所有的律法。
And that's what Jesus meant in Matthew chapter 23 verse 4 when he accused the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, of putting a heavy yoke on people.
啊，这就是为什么耶稣在马太福音中他有这样批评法利赛人和犹太人他们的宗教领袖，说他们把重担加到了人的肩上。
I mean, there simply was just too much for the average person to remember.
啊，我们知道，真是有太多的律法，让一个普通人能够完全的记住。
Here's the second problem with this system.
啊，这个系统还有第二个的问题。
There were so many rules that many people ended up trying to keep the rules, but fell short of worshiping God from the heart.
啊，有如此之多的律法，所以有些人他们只是一心要去守这些律法，而不是从心里内心当中去敬拜神。
And so what happened was either people ended up failing or they became a hypocrite who just kind of went through the motions and disregarded God almost entirely.
啊，所以这样的一个情况的结果就是，那些守律法的人，他们或者是成为失败者，没有办法守所有的律法，或者是成为虚伪的人。
I mean, we could classify them as very religious people, but the problem is this, that religion tends to do that to people.
我想我们可以认为他们是好像很有宗教观念的人，但是我们也知道宗教常常会给我们带来这样的影响。
Religion by itself tends to turn people into failures or hypocrites or both.
因为我们知道，如果光是从宗教的角度来说，宗教常常其实是会使人有失败感，或者会使人成为虚伪的人。
And the same thing happens today when we base our acceptance with God on outward conformity to the rules and to the regulations.
啊，我想同样的事情也会发生。如果我们现在我们接受神，只是基于我们在外在的对律法的遵守的话，也会同样的问题。
And when we do that, it gives us a false sense of our true spiritual condition.
啊，如果我们那样做的话，我想我们对我们自己真实的属灵的状况就会有一个错误的认识。
We will either feel guilty because no one is perfect, or we will feel proud about how good we are, and that pride in itself is also sin.
啊，我们有可能会觉得非常的内疚，因为我们认识到没有人能够完全的守这些律法。从另外一个方面，我们也可能以为自己很好而心存骄傲，我们也知道骄傲就是人的，也是人的罪。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6 uses a very graphic picture to describe this truth for us.
在以赛亚书的第64章第6节用一个非常 描述性的话语来 表述这样的真理。
And this is what the verse says. It says, all of our righteous acts, everything that you and I have done that is righteous before God and before others, are like filthy rags.
以赛亚书第64章第6节这样说到，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。这里说的所有的义就好像是我们自己所认为做的公义的事情。
That's what God sees when He looks down from heaven at our life. Even the good things you do are polluted with sin.
这就是神他在天上看下来的时候，看着怎么样看我们所做的事情。尽管我们做了好多好像很多好的事情，但是也因为罪的缘故被污染。
And in all that doing, all that trying to check off a list like the rich young ruler did, we tend to think and we tend to say, well, look at me, God, I am so good.
我们所做的一切就像那位富有的少年官一样，他想做一切的好事，我们做那样的事情以后，我们的内心中所想的就是，主，你看我们是多么的好。
And God just says, listen, all I see is a pile of dirty rags.
但是在神的眼中，神的看到的是一堆污秽的衣服。
And if we were to kind of probe this idea a little bit and look at the meaning of what filthy rags is here in this text, friends, listen, it's just this disgusting illustration of what God means here. And he's saying to you and I, hey, wait a minute. Don't try to check off a list and to tell me about how good you are so that you can enter into eternal life with me.
我想这个地方我们说的污秽的衣服也是表达在神看来非常的不堪非常的恶心的一种情形。我想我们神要告诉我们就是我们不能好像自己想靠自己的努力去做所有的好事情然后告诉神说神你看我是足够的良善我已经得到了进入天堂的门票。
Well, we're talking about myths that we believe about eternal life. The first one here is all good people to get to heaven and it's a myth because good people can never be good enough.
那我们刚才讲到的我们关于永生的几个不真实的认识第一个就是不真实认识就是好人总可以进天堂第二个的话就是人的好总是不够的
And it's also a myth because good people are fundamentally deceived about their true spiritual condition
那第二个原因就是因为我们知道所谓的好人我们对自己的真实的状况的认知都有不正确的地方
And the third reason why this is a myth is found in Romans chapter 10 verse 34
那第三个原因为什么好人都可以进天堂这样的认知是不正确的第三个原因是在罗马书第十章
Paul writes here in this chapter he says since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own they did not submit to God's righteousness
因为不知道神的义想要立自己的义就不服神的义了
Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
律法的终结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
It's here where we have the root of the problem and the reason why this is a myth.
那我想在这个地方，我们看到了我们所这个问题的根本原因，为什么认为好人都可以进天堂是一个错误的认知。
Good people don't go to heaven because they think that they don't need Jesus.
所有的好人不能都进天堂，是因为这些所有的好人，他们认为自己不需要耶稣。
And that's what happened to the Jewish people.
这就是发生在犹太人身上的事情。
Because they didn't seek the righteousness that comes from God, what they set out to do was to establish their own rules and regulations and laws of what it means to be righteous on their own.
因为他们不知道义都是从神来的义，他们想建立自己的义，建立自己的规则。
And that's why they just continued to add so much to what God had already said in the Old Testament.
所以他们在旧约对神在旧约当中所说的话上也加了许多太多自己的东西。
They were just simply trying to establish their own righteousness.
他们所要做的就想要建立自己的义。
And to put it in simple terms for us, they just didn't want God's way so they set up kind of their own way to enter into heaven.
所以简单的说，他们不要神的道路，他们要的是要立自己的道路进天堂。
They certainly at that moment, in that time, they didn't understand God's plan, which was salvation by faith, and so they came up with their own plan, and they made up their own rules.
可见在那个时候，他们并不能够真正的了解神的计划。神的计划就是我们靠着信心得拯救。他们想要建立自己的计划，自己的道路。
They didn't understand that Christ is the end of the law.
他们也不知道耶稣，律法的终结就是基督。
And the word end here just simply means completion or fulfillment.
这里用的终结这个词也就是完全完成的意思。
And so when we look at the Old Testament, we have to understand that everything in the Old Testament points directly to Christ.
所以我们当我们来阅读旧约的时候，我们可以看到旧约中所说的一切都是指向基督。
All the animal sacrifices that we would read about,pointed to Christ's bloody death on the cross.
我们在旧约当中所读到所有这些动物的献祭，它所指向的就是主耶稣他在十字架上的受死。
Even the Ten Commandments pointed to Christ because he's the only one who ever kept them perfectly.
包括我们前面提到的十诫也是指向耶稣，因为只有主耶稣基督他是唯一一个完全能够守十诫的人。
And many of the Jews thought that by keeping the law,They would be good enough to go to heaven, and they missed the whole point.
有很多的犹太人，他们认为只要守律法的话，就可以进天堂，但是他们却大错特错了。
The law was kind of like a schoolmaster who was put in place to lead the Jews to Christ.
律法不过是他们训蒙的师傅，要领这些犹太人到基督那里。
And the way the law did this was by revealing their failure and showing them their need for a savior, but they missed it.
律法所做的就是向他们显明他们需要一个救主，但是他们没有看到这一点。
And friends, listen, every single one of us here tonight needs Jesus, and we can't be fooled by this myth.
朋友们，我们每一位，我们都需要主耶稣，我们不能有错误的认知在此。
Here's the second myth for us tonight, if you're taking notes.
我们今天晚上要分享的第二个这样的错误的认知。
The first myth again was that all good people go to heaven.
第一个错误的认知就是好人都可以进天堂。
The second myth is that there are many roads to heaven.
那第二个错误的认识就是去天堂的路有多条。
If we look just above our passage here in Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 through 14, we will find where Jesus is speaking to his followers and he instructs us to enter through the narrow gate.
那我们来读，如果我们读一下刚才我们经文的前面的几段，就在马太福音的第七章的13、14节，我们看到耶稣，主耶稣他对他的门徒，他的跟随者说，你要进窄门。
And he continues on, he says, For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.
因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
It's a little outdated now, but I think the numbers that I'm about to share with you could even be worse in today's culture.
我想要跟大家分享一些这样的数据，这些数据可能是有点老，但是像我们现在的情形，可能跟这数据所表达的相比，可能要更加的糟糕。
According to a 2005 Newsweek magazine/BeliefNet poll,
那么根据2005年的新闻周刊的一个调查
8 in 10 Americans, including 68% of evangelicals, believe that more than one faith can be a path to salvation.
每十个美国人当中就有八位，也包括有68%的福音派的信徒，他们认为有超过一个道路可以能够进，可以得到救恩。
George Barna reported that 64% of Americans agreed with the following statement. Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, and others all pray to the same God, even though they use different names for God.
有位叫 George Barna 的，他也这样说到，他说有64%的美国人，他们都同意这样的说法，也就是说，不论是基督徒还是犹太人还是穆斯林或者是佛教徒或者其他的宗教，他们所 祷告的都是向同一位神祷告，尽管这神的名字可能不一样。
Barna also reported that 62% of those surveyed agreed that it does not matter what religious faith you follow because all religious faiths teach the same basic lessons about life.
而且有 62% 的人他们也同意不管你是信奉什么样的宗教都没有关系，因为所有的这些宗教都教会你的是关于人生的同样的功课。
And my question here tonight is this, what can we say in the face of statistics like that?
我想对我们来说，我们当我们读到这样的统计数据的时候，代表达了我们属灵状况是个什么样子。
For one thing, I think we need to understand that we are living in a very confused pluralistic generation.
那我想第一个我们要能够认识到的是，我们都活在一个非常混乱的一个时代当中。
Once we lost the concept of absolute truth, it was a very short and quick step to the opening of this idea of universalism.
我想我们都已经完全失去了一个绝对的真理的这样一个概念。
And we have to understand, friends, that these statistics, although a few years ago, and they're probably a little bit worse today, these statistics ought not to surprise us or depress us.
我们刚才读到这些数据，尽管已经有好几年的时间，但是我们可以想象现在的情况可能更加的糟糕，而且这样的数据应该不会让我们感到吃惊。
But what they should do is they should alert us to the fact that lost people are truly lost.
我想这样的数据是要给我们的是一个提醒，让我们认知到失散的人真的是失散了。
And lost people are lacking any solid foundation for truth, and they've adopted a kind of anything goes mentality.
这些失散的人，他们对信仰缺乏一个坚实的根基，所以他们所采取的都是一个什么样都行的这样一个态度。
And this mentality basically has an attitude and maybe a phrase, if you will, that says, if it works for you, it must be okay. And friends, listen, that is an absolute lie straight from the pit of hell.
所以我们可能大家都听到有这样的说法，如果这个事情对你是有效的话，那一定是好的。朋友们，这是一个绝对大的弥天的谎言。
The Bible tells us that there is no other way to heaven but through the name and the person of Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，除了借助耶稣的名，没有别的道路可以进得永生。
And we have to either believe that or not. There's no combining of thoughts here.
我们要不就是接受他，或者就是拒绝他，没有一个中间的道路。
It's actually found in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, and I wish I had more time to kind of spend here with you tonight. But Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
我希望有更多的时间在这个地方花时间给大家来讲解，但是我们可以看一看使徒行传的第四章十二节这样提到，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
There's only one road, and friends, it's a very narrow road, and the wide roads are where the false teachers and the false prophets teach and prophesy, and it's where all the world religions reside.
我们知道窄的路是我们可以得永生的路，而宽的路却是假教师、假师傅他们所教导的路，也是世界上的各种的宗教他所在的路。
All right, third myth tonight, here it is. The profession of faith in Christ will get me to heaven.
那第三个就是我们只要做一些事情，表达我们好像对神的信心，我们就可以进入天堂。
Let me reread for you our passage here tonight. It's Matthew 27, chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Let me just reread it, saturate your heart and mind with it, and we'll pull out some things from it.
好，我们来再次来读一下我们今天晚上的经文，也就在马太福音的第七章21到23节。
Remember, the third myth here is profession of faith in Christ will get me to heaven.
第三个这样的错误的认知就是好像我们要做些事情来表达我们好像对神对基督有信心的话，我们就可以进天堂。
Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
21节说到，凡称呼我主、主的人，不能都进天国。
Verse 22, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name?
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And then Jesus here says, and I will declare to them, I will tell them, be away from me, I never knew you.You evil doers.
23节，耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So let me pull out a few things here in this passage for us tonight regarding this myth of profession of faith in Christ will get us into heaven.
我们从这段话当中，我们要来提炼出这么几条。
The first thing I want to pull out is the fact that the people in this passage cried out, Lord, Lord, and it indicated that these people understood who Jesus was and that they thought that they had made a commitment to him.
我们在这段经文中我们看到他们有人称呼我主啊我主表达他们知道主耶稣基督是谁也表达他们对神有委身有承诺。
John MacArthur in his commentary on the book of Matthew says the following.
John MacArthur 在他对马太福音的注解当中有这样提到。
He says to address him as Lord, Lord was to add a spirit of intense zeal to demonstrate strength of devotion and dedication.
我想这些人 他的注解这样说到，这些人口里说主啊主啊，是要表达他们心中有这样的渴望，要表达出对神的投入和奉献。
And in verse 22, he says the three references to your name are emphatic and they convey the significance of who Jesus is.
在第22节他有三次的提到你的名，那这里的名它起的是一个强调的作用，要传递的一个信息就是他们知道主耶稣的是谁，他的重要性是何在。
And so that we know within this context that Jesus is talking aboutThose who make a profession of faith in Him.
所以我们看到这个地方主耶稣所要提到的人是那些了解他的人，是那一些要做事情来表达他们对神有信心的人。
Here's another thing that we should pay attention to tonight out of this passage.
好，那第二条。
Jesus is telling the people that lip service is not what God is looking for. Lip service, professing the name of Jesus without obedience to Him is meaningless.
第二点我想主耶稣他说的是口头的侍奉不是神所看重的，没有顺服的口头的侍奉也是毫无意义的。
William Barclay in his commentary on Matthew says this.
William Barclay 在他对马太福音的注解当中有这样提到。
He says there are two great permanent truths within this passage. There is only one way in which a man's sincerity can be proved, and that is by his practice.
他在注解当中有这样说到，这段经文告诉我们有两个真理。
He goes on and he says, fine words can never be a substitute for fine deeds.
第一个真理就是说，只有一个办法可以证实一个人的真诚诚意，那就是看他的行为。那第二个就是说漂亮的语言始终没有办法来取代好的行为。
There is only one proof of love, and that proof is obedience.
爱只有一个证据，那爱的证据就是顺服。
There's no point in saying that we love a person and then do things which break that person's heart.
没有任何的意义，如果我们嘴上说我们爱一个人，从另外一个方面，我们用行动来使这个人伤心。
And so often he writes, we confess God with our lips, but we deny him with our lives.
很多的时候我们只是用我们的嘴来顺服神，我们却用我们的行动来拒绝了他。
He says it's not difficult to recite a creed, but it is difficult to live the Christian life. Faith without practice is a contradiction in terms, and love without obedience is an impossibility.
我想引用诫命或者引用典章不是困难的，困难的是我们怎么样活出一个基督徒该有的生活。信心而没有行为是矛盾的，爱却没有顺服也是不可能的。
A life without doing the will of God cannot save us.
一个不遵循主的旨意的生命不可能拯救我们。
And so for you and I tonight, we have to know that doing the will of God means that our life is one that displays an overall obedience to the full will of God.
所以我们要明白，遵循主的旨意就代表我们要用我们的生命来彰显出我们对神的旨意的顺服。
When you become a Christian, more is supposed to happen to us than just going to church or going to church once in a while.
如果我们是成为基督徒的话，我想它的含义不仅仅是在于我们逐日去教会，或者是某几个逐日才去一次教会。
When we come into a relationship with Christ, when we are saved and then baptized into Christ, we are telling Jesus that we belong to Him and that we are going to live for Him.
当我们和神建立关系的时候，当我们被神拯救，我们受洗归入他的名下的时候，我们要告诉向世人所告诉的，就是我们属于我们的主耶稣基督，我们要为他而活。
Here's another thought that jumps out of this, these verses here tonight.
接下来我们还有关于这段经文还有另外的一个分享的观点。
We do not do God's will in order to receive salvation. We do it because we already possess it.
我们不是为了领受主的救恩而来遵行主的旨意。我们之所以遵行主的旨意，是因为我们已经得到了主的救恩。
James tells us, the book of James tells us that without faith, or with, yeah, that faith, pardon me, without works is dead and useless.
雅各在雅各书中告诉我们，没有行为的信心是死的。
And in the next verse, if we were reading down through the storyline here, in the next verse, the scene of this story starts to change.
那在马太福音的下面一段经文中，我们看到当时的情形有些变化。
And so after Jesus has explained that unless you have done the will of the Father, you will not enter into the kingdom of God, the pleading of the people starts.
当在二十一节，主耶稣告诉他们说，唯独遵循主我父天父旨意的才能进去。说了这样的话以后，那些人就开始，他们对神开始有祈求。
And so look at verse 22, on the day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons and do many deeds of power in your name? You can see that they're pleading with God.
我们在第二十二节看到他们开始这样向主耶稣来祈求，他们说，我们不是在奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And for you and I tonight, we have to understand that when we start doing this, this is kind of where we try to stand before Jesus and we try to justify to Him our lack of desire, our lack of passion, our lack of discipline to put Him first.
我们要意识到，当我们说这样的话的时候，我们就是在向主耶稣解释为什么我们没有办法把他放在我们的生命当中第一位。
And the pleading involves telling Jesus all about the good things that we've done to earn our pass, our entrance into heaven.
这样的祈求不过就是好像在向主耶稣证明说我们所做的一切是多么的好，我们可以靠着我们自己的行为来赢得去天堂的门票。
And these people here in this passage, they were just laying out this impressive list of things that they did for Jesus, but guess what? Jesus wasn't impressed at all.
这里这些人，他们好像列出了一长串，他们为主耶稣所做的所有的善行，但是我们看到主耶稣却不为所动。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 6 is a powerful verse for us on this matter.
赫西阿书的第六章，第六节这样说道。
God tells us here, for I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
何西阿书说，我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭事，喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
So if we look at scripture, we discover that when it comes to this idea of false teachers and false prophets, the false prophets were able to do some of the things that these people were pleading with Jesus over.
当我们来讨论这些所谓的假师傅、假先知的时候，我们看到这些假先知，他们也可以做这些向神祈求、认识神所做的事情。
In Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20, the seven sons of Sceva were healing and casting out demons.
在使徒行传的第19章的11到20节，我们看到犹太祭司长示基瓦的七个儿子，他们做医治，他们也做赶鬼。
But they did not belong to God.
但是我们知道他们并不属于神。
And the people here in our passage were telling Jesus that they were doing these miracles, they were preaching and so forth in his name.
啊，我们在刚才读的这段经文当中，我们也看到这些在求告耶稣的人，他们也告诉耶稣说，他们奉主耶稣的名做了很多的行了很多的奇迹。
And when they say this, they are telling Jesus that they were doing it by his authority.
当他们说这些话的时候，他们就告诉神说，他们所做的一切都是靠着主耶稣的权柄。
And the basic message was that they acknowledged Jesus with their lips and expected entrance into heaven, but in reality, their hearts were far off and their eternity would not be spent in heaven.
我们看到他们在说那一切的时候，他们表达他们用嘴唇来尊敬主耶稣，期待着能够得到进入天国的门票，但是他们的心却远离神，他们的永生也必不会在天国。
And these people here in this passage were very religious people. We can't take that away from them.
当我们看到这个经文当中说到这些人，他们其实是非常的所谓的属灵的宗教的人士。
But religion will not make us right with God. It's only a relationship with Jesus that will do that.
但是我们知道，宗教并不会让我们在神的眼中看为正。我们只有和神建立美好的关系，我们才能做到这一点。
And God is all about the relationship.
主是一个看重关系的神。
And in that relationship, it's the relationship that will motivate us to do the actions that are pleasing to Him.
也正是因为我们和神的建立这样的关系，我们才会有这样的愿望去做能够让神喜悦的事情。
John 14:21 tells us that he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
约翰福音14:21这样说道，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Don't give into these myths about eternity because it's not worth it.
我们真的不要被这些关于永生的错误的认知所迷惑，因为他们真的不值得。
All right, so that was the first part. Second part's not quite as long. Let me wrap it up here for us tonight.
我们刚才完成了我们正道的第一部分，那么第二部分要短一点。
Let me talk to you very plainly and simply about the three requirements that we have in order to inherit eternal life.
让我们用很简单、很明白的话语来跟大家讲一下，我们要能够承受永生的话，我们有三个什么样的要求。
The first requirement, friends, I don't know where you are spiritually tonight, but if you have not stepped over the line of faith and have entered into a relationship with Christ, it's time to listen because God wants to speak to you tonight.
那第一个要求，我不知道大家现在属灵的状况是什么样。如果你还没有跨出信心的一步的话，神希望你能跨出信心的一步跟他建立关系。
If you and I want eternal life in heaven, we have to, number one, believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior.
那第一个要求就是，如果我们要能够要得到神的拯救，我们就必须要能够从心里承认主耶稣基督是我们个人的救主，也是我们个人的主。
John 3:16, many of us are familiar with it. It says, For God so loved the world that he gave to us his one and only Son, and that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life.
我们都很熟悉的约翰福音3:16，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the word believe here is the key word for us. And the word believe here just simply means that we have faith in, or we put our trust in, and we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior.
在这段经文当中，信是这个关键词。它的意思就告诉我们要有信心，我们要信靠我们的主耶稣，我们要接受主耶稣基督成为我们个人的主，也是我们的救主。
And when we believe in Jesus Christ, what we're doing is we're making a statement and we're making a decision about where our priorities lie.
当我们这样做的时候，也就表达我们做这样的一个宣告，也是为我们自己生命的重点做了一个这样的决定。
So let me ask you a question tonight. Have you put your faith in, have you trusted in, and have you accepted Christ into your life as your first priority?
我要问大家的这样的一个问题。我们有没有来学习？我们有没有来信靠我们的主耶稣？我们有没有来把主耶稣基督当作我们生命当中的第一的要点
？Well, the second requirement here for us, if we're interested in getting into heaven and living eternally with Him, the second requirement is that we have to give up everything.
我们要进入天国的第二个要求就是我们要放下一切。
Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26.
马太福音16章24到26节这样说道。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, they must take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
And he continues here in verse 26 that should cause us to pause and reflect on our spiritual life. And he says this, what good is, will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
主要是在26节继续说到，也值得我们自己深思。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拉着什么换生命呢？
Friends, listen. We have to deny ourselves. We have to die to ourselves if we're going to enter into the kingdom of God.
如果我们要能够进入神的天国，我们要能够放下我们自己的老我。
And then the third requirement tonight is this.
第三个要求是这样的。
Number one, we have to believe in Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior.
我们前面提到的第一个要求是我们要相信主耶稣基督是我们个人的主和我们个人的救主。
Number two, we have to give everything up.
第二条，我们要能够学习放下一切。
And number three, we have to do the will of the Father.
第三点就是我们要能够遵行父神的旨意。
We have to abide by His commandments that are listed out in Scripture.
我们要能够遵行父在经文当中所有的旨意。
The Greek word, here for keeping his commandments is the word, terio.
这希腊文的这个遵守这个词就是 terio 这个词。
And terio means to guard or to watch or observe closely or to hold fast.
那这希腊文的 terio 它这个意思有要谨守要关注要紧紧把握的这个意思。
And the commandments that are listed in Scripture are those things that you and I, as believers in Christ, are to hold on to.
那我们在经文当中所看到这所有的这些诫命，也是我们需要能够紧紧抓把握的。
And so let me ask you a question tonight.
让我今天晚上来问大家这样的一个问题。
Where are you in your relationship with Christ?
你和神之间的关系处于什么样的状况？
Have you believed in Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
你是不是认为神是你个人的主，也是个人的救主？
Have you gotten to that place where you can say, "Listen, God, I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to give up everything."
你是不是到了一个状况，你可以愿意能够放下你自己的老我，来说主，我愿意一切为你。
And are you willing to do the will of God?
你是不是愿意来遵行父神的旨意？
Those are the questions that we have to wrestle with if we're going to be followers of Christ.
如果我们要成为主的门徒，这就是一个三个问题我们要能够回答的。
And if we're going to listen to the truth, not the false teachers and not the false prophets.
如果我们要能够听神的话，而不是听那些假教师、假师傅的话。
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that the words that we have read and listened to from Scripture would speak truth into our lives tonight.
主，我们真的是愿意今天晚上我们所查考的话语能够对我们的生命来说话。
And God, I pray tonight that if there's anyone here that has not accepted you into their life, Lord, that maybe tonight before they leave this place, they'll touch base with me or Brother George, or someone that they came with, to make a decision to follow Christ.
主，我们祈求，如果还有不认识你的人，他们今天晚上当他们离开这个地方的时候，他们愿意来和我，或者和 Brother George 弟兄来联系。
God, we pray that you'd speak to us tonight.
主，我们真是请求你来对我们说话。
Challenge our hearts and our minds, we pray.
真的是当我们祷告的时候来挑战我们的心。
And help us, Lord, to take another step in our relationship with you.
让我们在和主你的关系当中我们能够更往前走一步。
And for these things, we give you praise and honor tonight.
为了这一切我们献上我们的感谢和祷告。
Amen.
Amen.